there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from the United States. And following a three-year COVID lockdown period, 1,200 Jewish community leaders will meet in Chicago this Sunday to kickstart the Jewish Federation's three-day General Assembly, where they will decide on the Jewish communal program for the year ahead and receive feedback and input from various community members of the North American Jewish community. Matters receiving priority will be on Jewish community security, the Jewish Federation's response to the Ukrainian crisis affecting Ukrainian Jews, as well as the situation now facing Russian Jews, and new plans and methods to combat a notable rise in anti-Semitism worldwide. Prominent speakers will include Israel's President Isaac Herzog and Israel's Ambassador to the United States, Michael Herzog. Jewish communities around the world continually strive to relate to where their ancestors have settled in relation to other indigenous communities. And in Costa Rica, the Israeli embassy, in conjunction with the University of Costa Rica, recently sponsored an evening of Sephardic Jewish music in Ladino. The event was led by Doris Ben-Maman, a Venezuelan singer who introduced Ladino music. Costa Rica has lately witnessed a growing interest in Ladino music and Jewish culture, with many believing that the movement brings the two cultures together. And in July, the Israeli embassy opened an exhibition at a museum in Costa Rica, which displays historical connections and exhibits related to the Jewish people and Costa Rica communities. Moving further north now, where a number of events have been taking place celebrating Hispanic-Jewish relations in the Mexican cities of Mexico City and Monterrey, organized by the Hispanic Jewish Foundation. Known as the Hispanic Jewish Heritage Week, its aim is to increase awareness of Hispanic Jewish origins in Mexico and to promote agreements and understanding with institutions throughout the country and achieve more recognition of this historical background. Amongst many agreements actioned so far countrywide, the foundation also met with the University of Monterrey to discuss education matters and to introduce scholarships for young Jewish students both locally and abroad. Partnerships to promote industry production and address climate change challenges will be in the limelight next month, involving two events. First of all, in early November, Israel will, for the first time, participate in the COP27 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Egypt, looking to launch a climate risk map aimed at reducing carbon emissions and exhibit climate technologies, which will also assist lesser developed nations in dealing with the challenge. Staying on the African continent, where Morocco will be hosting a global investment forum later in the month, initiated by prominent media groups, which includes Israel's Jerusalem Post Group, and in light of the historic Abraham Accords, the event will specifically explore plans to improve on joint ventures and economic cooperation between Israel and all participating countries. And as another week draws to a close, let's see what else made or is making headlines since Monday. Guns have been discovered buried in the Jaffa area, dating back to the early 20th century, used by Arabs against the British during the British Mandate War. A United Nations commission has announced that it will investigate an allegation that Israel is an apartheid state, resulting in strong reactions from pro-Israel organizations. An Israeli company has cloned hemp cells and used a bioreactor to grow them into a substance with all the active compounds of cannabis and 12 times the potency. Olympian triathlete Shasha Sahiv will become the first Israeli to compete in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Helen Silber, a survivor of the Holocaust, having been transferred from Auschwitz to an ammunition and enamelware factory owned by the German industrialist Oskar Schindler, died on Tuesday at the age of 93. And Israelis head to the polls next week. 6.2 million Israelis are eligible to vote, an increase of 196,000 since last year's vote. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.